Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're continuing to take you through this Wednesday night. Very happy to be able to go to the guest line and welcome a guy you see on Fox 2 and also Channel 11. He is part of their sports team as an anchor and reporter. He is Kevin Ryans. You see him on Twitter at OfficialKevRye. Kevin, always good to talk to you. How are you?
Matt, my guy, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to have this platform. I'm so appreciative of it, like I am every time. You know, you guys are always treating me well, so thank you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you taking some time. I want to start with this. I hope I'm not throwing you too much of a curve here, but, man, you cover a lot of high school sports during the year. Signing period opening up, just from a general perspective, whether it's a area athlete or a college. You know, Mizzou's got, what, I think five local kids coming in. Has anything jumped out at you today as you've seen some of these things come across the wire on the signings?
You know, nothing really has jumped out to me in terms of anyone local. Everyone who seemed to be verbally committed to their places for the most part. And anyone who took part in the early signing period today is continuing on with the teams that they had originally verbally committed to. So nothing crazy. The kid to look out for, De'Aaron Hill Jr. from Altoff Catholic over in Belleville. They just won the state championship, went undefeated, and he was the best player in the state of Illinois. This is the second straight year he was that best player. And so him going to Oregon, he committed verbally earlier this year, but made it pen to paper today. And, you know, that should be a lot of fun to see him at the next level. They have another St. Louis kid over there in Jeremiah McClellan. So they've already gotten together, apparently. He talked about that earlier today. I'll talk to that signing day. They've talked about playing together, and then that should be a lot of fun to watch because Yair Hill is a monster talent. And then, of course, you have that number one player in the state going to Mizzou. That's a huge deal out of Eureka. That's a big deal for Missouri, getting a guy like that, and that should help their roster for years to come.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun out of these signing days. I love it for the local kids. You know, you get to see the families, you get to see the players. They're so excited to go and play at the next level, showcase their talents. And you see the hard work every week when you're in the trenches, like a local sports anchor or reporter out there every week, and seeing these kids play on Friday nights. They really take it seriously, and you just feel really good for them and their families that they get to achieve their goals, which we all want to do in our lives. So pretty cool.
When you're out covering games on Friday night, are you doing multiple games, or do you generally just hunker down at one?
Yeah, usually it's multiple games, and that's the best part about it is you get a sense of what's going on kind of regionally. You know, you're not just kind of hunkered down with one team all year. You know, you get to go to different games, different environments, different schools. Everyone has their little traditions, and some teams are having breakout seasons, and so you see the fan bases or the school bodies kind of come together for that. There's nothing that brings a community more together, especially in places like the South and the Midwest and the West Coast, like the high school. And so when you have a Friday night football or any day of the week basketball, and you see the energy that you get out of those kids and the school bodies, it's just so fun to watch.
We're talking with Kevin Ryans from Channel 2, Channel 11, sports anchor, sports reporter. The St. Louis Blues are continuing to roll since the hiring of Jim Montgomery as their head coach. They win yesterday over Winnipeg 4-1. They're 3-0-1 in his four games, so they have points in all four of them. They'll play Calgary coming up tomorrow. I'm always kind of cautious when I ask questions like these, because I'm well aware of the fact it's a small sample size, and there tends to be that coach's bump, and this is still a group of players that got Craig Berube and got Drew Bannister fired. But all that being said, my goodness, has this not been a lot of fun watching the Blues play since Montgomery took over?
It has. It has certainly been. And what I've been impressed with is just how much of the right touches he's had, you know, in whatever line changes he's made, or the changes with the defensive pairings that seem to work really well. But then you see them scoring so many goals. You see the tempo is up. They just feel like a little bit more of a confident team. And you wondered how that will go through. Remember last year when they fired Craig Berube, it was kind of up and down. They didn't quite get off to the start that maybe they would have gotten if there was a coaching change or whatever. And it's been a different turnaround this time around, and you hope that it's sustainable, because when Doug Armstrong spoke to us earlier in the preseason, he was saying that this team had all the capabilities to be able to make a run to the postseason, and he believed in that. I think this move that he made, bringing in Jim Montgomery, shows that. A quality coach, has had great success in the other stops that he's been. Obviously, was a part of the organization as well for a few years too. So, they seem to be bought into so far what's going on here. And on top of that, they have a quality coach, and they think they have the talent to be able to make a postseason run.
You know, what's amazing is it felt like things were going so terribly for the Blues under Bannister, and in a way they were, but at the same time, they didn't bury themselves, because right now they're at 26 points. The final team into the playoffs is at 28 points. They're 2 points behind a playoff spot. So even as things were going poorly, Montgomery walks into a situation where it's not that much heavy lifting to cut down on that hole that they dug themselves into. The hole wasn't really that much.
Yeah, and you could see the vision that Doug Armstrong had in this team with all the skills that they brought in. He talked about earlier in the preseason the amount of professionals that he brought in for this campaign. This is a team that was supposed to be in this position where they're kind of hovering around the postseason, kind of like last year. Even last year, you can argue that a couple of games and some of those long losing streaks go a different way. The Blues are in the playoffs. They were 6 points out the final wild card spot last year. So this is a team that has shown that they are right there in that kind of in between where you're fighting for a chance to be in the postseason. And of course, we all know hockey has the most ridiculous postseason. You never know how the puck bounces. So this is a team that definitely can do it, and I think we're all seeing the vision that Doug Armstrong has for this team.
Final topic for Kevin Ryans from Fox 2 and Channel 11. The Cardinals announced today three individuals to a director position. So Rob Serfolio, the assistant general manager for player development and performance, hiring a new director of player development, a new director of performance, and a new director of pitching. The names aren't going to mean that much to people listening, but what it represents, I think, does mean something, because they went into this offseason saying that they were going to redo player development. A lot of that is bringing in people. And Heim Bloom brought in Rob Serfolio, and now Rob Serfolio brings in these three individuals, and now these three individuals will be tasked with hiring people that fall below them. As the Cardinals continue to augment their player development operation, it feels like today can turn into a pretty big day with some interesting people coming in, and most notably, Kevin, I think coming in from other organizations, which is something the Cardinals have not done a lot of in recent years.
And or some of the organizations that have had some success too recently. So I think that's the most important thing, is that as the Cardinals kind of move into this restructure and this retooling of their organization, is, you know, you're going to make these hires, they better work. You know, for a team like St. Louis to miss the postseason a couple of years and really not be really close, particularly last year, you know, it's very disappointing. And you're waiting for some of the other dominoes to fall, like how will they handle some of the veteran players that they have on their team? But you know, you're seeing what we were listening to a few months ago when they had the introductory, you know, news conference for Heim Bloom, as he continues to kind of get his foot in, and Mozeliak comes out. This is what they want to do. They want to be able to go out there and you know, make those changes organizationally and focus on player development. And you hope that these guys in here can help change what has been going on with the Cardinals. Even though I still do think that they have a lot of good players coming through their system, you just hope that more of them are hits than busts.
The winter meetings are going to be coming up next week. What's the thing or two that maybe most interests you from a Cardinal standpoint on what they may or may not do next week?
Yeah, I'm the most interested in seeing what happens with Arenado. You know, the people were talking the other day about cryptic messages on Instagram. Yeah. I don't get into that stuff. I think that's all for fans and for people to speculate on their own and to have fun with. You know, I look at what their organization philosophy is, and right now they're in a situation where they want to build for the future and they want to retool a little bit. And does he fit into those plans? I know. That's a big thing over in Cardinal land, and I'm interested in seeing, you know, if he does stick around, is he going to be happy if he's here? If he doesn't stick around, what other team that is looking for a guy like of his skill set that still plays a pretty good third base and can at times carry a team with his bat? You know, who's going to pick him up, and how does that change the landscape of Major League Baseball in a free agency period, or a signing period or a trade period, where it seems to be dominated by one Juan Soto? How can little moves like that, if there is a move to be made, affect the landscape of the major leagues?
Things change so quickly and so often. 2 weeks ago, it feels like he was being connected to the Phillies. Last week, it feels like he was being connected maybe to the Red Sox. Most recently, he's being connected to the Yankees. They're able to move Chisholm over to second, and they potentially have an opening at third. And you could see a scenario where him playing a little bit of first base might actually fit in with the Yankees as well. You've got ties to the New York area. Do you buy in on the idea of Nolan Arenado as a New York Yankee?
All depending on what the Steinbrenners and Brian Cashman want to do payroll-wise. You know, if they re-sign a guy like Juan Soto, that's going to take a lot of the book, right? Yeah. And they already have Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton and Gerrit Cole getting big money there. So are you going to take on another big contract to be able to kind of continue to bolster the roster? Also, we all know that Arenado's a year older, and the metrics, you know, aren't quite the same. You know, or do you want to diminish talent over at third base, even though he's still quite good and still can play at a Gold Glove level, and his bat is still good enough to be able to hit home runs, a shorter porch, shorter baseball field over in Yankee Stadium? That's all dependent on what on really what the Steinbrenners and what Brian Cashman want to do, and whether or not the Cardinals may be willing to help out a little bit on that standpoint. Because guess what? I mean, it's all about money at this point. And, you know, if you can find players on the margins, it's about whether or not they hit and whether or not they play well. And but I'm interested to see, because New York is a good fit. They don't have Gleyber Torres, or it looks like they're going to move on from Gleyber Torres. They have Jazz Chisholm. He can play. He's a natural second baseman. And then DJ LeMahieu, who had been playing third base a lot of the time over there in New York, also played the other corner infield as well.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, his skills have greatly diminished, and I don't think he's going to be back either. So it's a great fit. It's just a money thing.
Kevin Ryans, he is a sports reporter, sports anchor with Channel 2 and also Channel 11. He's on Twitter at OfficialKevRy. Kevin, always great to talk to you. Can't wait to see you again real soon. If we don't talk to you before then, have a wonderful Christmas and a great New Year, and we'll talk to you after that.
Happy holidays, Matt. Thank you so much again for having me. I'm so blessed. This is anytime I get to be able to talk shop with you, that warms my heart.
Awesome.
So all the best to you and yours.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
That's Kevin Ryans, Channel 2, Channel 11. Great guy joining us here on the program, going through a bunch of different things, talking some high school recruiting and National Signing Day stuff, some Blues, some Cardinals as well, and we appreciate him taking a few moments. We'll hear from Jim Montgomery after this. The Blues coach spoke after practice today, and we'll get some of his comments on what they're working on. Also, he had some interesting things to say about his journey and his path to becoming a coach as well. That's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.